Although mother of Calcutta, of Teresa, she is not working for families, but she had close relationship with the families. Once she said, the family, the prays together, stays together. Because in India, there are lots of family, there are lots of problem. Why? People lacking time, lacking the space to pray. That's why she said that when the family prays together, stays together. So it's very important that the family in the midst of Jesus, if the family knows how to pray together, that means they put the trust in the Lord or in themselves. And that's the peace comes in. We are not capable to solve all the problems. Jesus is the one. He has a power. But at times, he's not functioning his power, not because he doesn't like to do so. At times, she wants us to work on our own. That's why Jesus, come and follow me. That means step by step. Be patient. Family life is not always easy. All sorts of things can happen among people. But one thing is important. Don't lose patience. Jesus is with us. Remember, Jesus asking the disciples, three disciples, after the Last Supper at the Garden of Gethsemane, can you stay with me for an hour? Stay with means to pray together. So we entrust all the family so that they know how to have to trust the Lord. Gatekne my yong zi. Yet ting yao xiu xiu wu shang zhang qi ge dei fong. So ge ming zi ne shuo. Gatekne 不是去教导，家庭是生活，你指证没作用的，因为个个都不认错的嘛，你说他错，他更加反面。当你自己身体力行的时候，你很自然，你就能够有一种记号，耶稣临在你身上。 刚才英文道理我第一句演绎了鸡国特的德兰修女圣德兰修女，她说过，因为家庭懂得共同祈祷的时候，他们不会拆散，虽然有吵架，但是他们不会分裂，因为耶稣在他们中间，这些很重要，不要因为大家吵架，所以我就各站东西。 啲個唔啱嘅。你要明白到耶穌派得你喺個家庭，喺呢個厄弗所人書第五章22節咧，個提醒嗰啲做妻子嘅，你要聽丈夫，好似教會聽耶穌基督嘅話。嗰第二句第23節咧更加重要，嗰啲做丈夫嘅，你要好似基督一樣犧牲。我哋好多時咧啊，你要聽我話，即係對太太講，你要聽我話。你忘記咗你做丈夫嘅，你要死於你自己啊！我哋好多時就因為生活一半唔想一半，聽啲唔聽啲，做啲唔做啲。如果你完全生活喺聖保羅嘅精神裏邊，家庭就係一個教會嘅典型。教會聽基督嘅話，基督為教會犧牲。家庭裏邊彼此之間有犧牲，有聆聽，有服從，呢個係互愛。有互愛之中，就基督臨在。大家好多時記得我引用呢個馬太福音18章20節，邊度兩個人或三個人因我名字聚起嘅時候，我喺你哋中間。例如今年嘅結束，希望新嘅開始，讓耶穌係我哋家庭嘅核心。做每件事，咪為自己，為主嘅光明，一切都係為主而生活。